Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On a beautiful Tuesday, June 10th, Rashad Taylor in today with my guy Danny Morang, man. I would be stupid to sit here next to a Blazers insider and not ask Blazer questions, at least for a little bit. Because here's the cold part. Most people think that us at The Fan, like, we see each other all the time.
We never see each other ever.
And I'm one of those guys, and I work on Sundays, so I like...
You see nobody.
There's nobody in the building when I come in here.
Well, like, it's like that for me when I get off air, because everybody dips out at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
really,
on a Friday, man, this place is a ghost town when I get
off
air.
For sure. It's one of those things. So it's crazy to pull up on a Tuesday and see all the cars out there. So I would be crazy not to ask Danny some questions about the Blazers. And really, I wanted to start with probably the most polarizing player for the Trailblazers right now. And probably my favorite player on the team at this point is Anfernee Simons.
Okay.
I know Simons is a guy that kind of, again, I say polarizing because people stand on really two different sides of the fence with Simons. It's either we love what he does, I'm glad we have him for what he does, or
you want him dreaded.
Get him out of here. Yeah. Get him the heck out of here because he does not help this team. All he does is shoot. I'm of the belief that I'm a Blazer fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've been burned before by players that went elsewhere and became not stars, but became key cogs.
It's the Jermaine O'Neal of it all.
There it is. And that's always who I go back to, is Jermaine O'Neal. I don't want to see Anfernee Simons go to an Orlando Magic or go to a team that's just a piece away from being close to OKC and being ready to compete for an actual championship. But I also understand the stance that people take as far as wanting more from your superstar that wants an extra $100 million or so moving forward. It may be more. You'd have to let me know. But, Danny, I guess my question is, he's up for this big contract. At this point, do you feel like he is worth the additional money for what he's giving you and the production that the Blazers have shown to this point?
So there's a couple different things there. Number one is there's going to be sticker shock for not just Blazers fans, but just people around the NBA for what a starter gets paid going forward, because the salary cap is going up. And I've talked to probably a dozen players so far in the last couple months about kind of what their hopes are for their contracts, either, you know, with their team or going to another team. And pretty much every single player that can average 20 points a game and do it in a relatively efficient fashion is looking for a deal that's reminiscent of Emmanuel Quickley's, which is $32.5 million a year.
Which is insane.
Like, it sounds like so much money, and it is. But in the grand scheme of things, it's roughly 20% of the cap, which is about what you pay a starter now. Like, if you go up and down the NBA, a guy that can, like, if you just grab any, you know, 20-point-a-game scorer that shoots relatively well, like just slightly above average efficiency. Ant's one of the best free throw shooters in the league, so that's going to bump his numbers up. He's a very good 3-point shooter, both off the catch and off the dribble. The self creation part, like, it's been very funny.
He's
for
a wizard.
Me.
Yeah.
Orlando Magic fans that have been in my mentions about Anfernee Simons deals, and they're like, you know, you're not going to get much from him. Of course, he's, you know, he's his contract expiring, and so you can take these scraps. And I'm like, oh, God, is everybody in Florida just going to make stupid offers with me? Like, number one, I'm not making these, but, like, the Blazers aren't just going to give him up. And as it stands right now, I would be more surprised if he was traded than if he got an extension. Like, I genuinely think he's more likely to get an extension than he's going to get traded. Because if you look at it from the Blazers standpoint of things, is he's clearly their best shooter. And yeah. That's not without, I mean, there's
in a shooting league, you need shooters.
And he's their best self-creation guy on the roster. He can score at all three levels. He's the only guy on the roster who can really create his own shot at every level. And you can vary about how you think about how he does that or this, that, or the other, but that's the honest truth. And like, it doesn't matter, like, my, you know, opinion on it. Like, that's the league's opinion on it. Like, that's when they talk about, when I talk to opposing coaches or players, like, the thing that scares them is Ant. Like, that, you see that in defensive and coverages. That's why Ant gets picked up at 40 feet.
He's the offense.
Like, they're like, if we stop him, and we know it's harder for everybody else to do other stuff. So, and that's not a shot at, like, Denny or anything like that, who's gotten a lot better and who I love. But he doesn't he as a shooter, nobody else puts fear in self-creation the way that Ant does. And, like, every coach is, when they play the Blazers, that's who they're targeting. Like, we don't want that guy to go off.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the scouting report, you know, for them on most nights. I kind of feel like, you know, just as a Blazer fan, we can kind of get a little, we're impatient, obviously, at this point. You know, we've seen it not work for a couple of years, even the last few years of Dame. Things just have been slowly kind of falling apart and everything. And I think you always have to have a scapegoat when that's the case. In this case, I honestly think I keep calling him CJ because I feel like we treat him the way we treated CJ. Like, you're expendable. We can do without you. And that's not the real – I don't really feel the same way about Anfernee. I feel like Ant is going to be one of those guys that, again, on another team that's set up to do great things, he's going to be the player that we all figured he would be. And I just don't want people to – we don't want to ship him away and watch that happen somewhere else. Like, it hurts. Like, watching the playoffs this year, it hurt to see all these former Blazers out there doing great things for their squads. Like, it hurts to watch a Josh Hart excel, you know, the way he's been doing in New York. Like,
and it's not like the Blazers wanted to give him away, but he was hitting free agency and they kind of knew what the deal, like, was going
to
be.
It hurts to watch my guy Sleeves, you know, in I love Storm and Norman. That's my guy. But I love to watch him in L.A. and for what he's doing for the Clippers. But also, man, it sucks to see somebody like Batum still be able to contribute to these teams and stuff like that. So it's not like we don't have good talent and we haven't had talent. We've had it here.
It just never made sense with where it was and the rest of the roster.
And I think that's where we are right now. Like, if Ant stays, somebody's got to go. Like, and I think that's the big thing about it, because you can't have Ant. We can't have Shaden. We can't have Scoot. We have three guys that play the same positions, all do it very differently in the way that they do it. But I feel like one of those guys has got to go.
This is going to be let's say the Blazers re-sign Ant and they bring him back. It's going to be a year, but it's pretty damn telling for Ant, Shaden, and Scoot. And I think you're going to have to make a decision on one of them for sure. I said this, I want to say, when they drafted Ant, basically they had 18 to 24 months to figure it out. And we're hitting that point now. And if it were me, I would make a decision going into this next season with Ant or Scoot. And some people will say, well, then give me Scoot or give me, you know, whatever. You know, Scoot's younger. I want to, you know, roll with him. And I think you can make an argument that makes sense. But on the flip side of that is there's a lot of people that I know in the league that don't think Scoot is going to be an above average starter. And if that's the case, then can you try to capitalize on another team that thinks that Scoot does have another gear and you can get something for him? And Bobby Marks did his end of season roundup for the Blazers the other day from ESPN. And one of the questions he brought up was Shaden Sharpe. And then, you know, he brought up, you know, I don't think Shaden Sharpe's a $30 million a year guy because he's extension eligible and they can talk about it right now. But I've talked to people in the league that, you know, in front offices that, like, I wouldn't pay him. I would make him go to restricted free agency and see what he can do, because Shaden's really only played 2 years, because year two, he missed most of the season, played, what, 25, 26 games, then he had the core muscle injury, and you don't necessarily have all the data available on him and kind of know what he can really be. You know, some people got mad when Chauncey put him on the bench and kind of got him to buy back more into the defensive side of the ball. And I thought it was a really good deal, or a good move that Chauncey did there. And
it's probably his best coaching move of the year.
I thought him doing that to both him and Scoot
was huge.
It was like, hey, guys. And it wasn't a—
– It helped your team.
Not only that, it wasn't a shot at those guys. It was, you guys need to do this. And people fought back, well, why didn't they bench Ant? Ant's not good on defense. The reason Ant didn't get benched and Jeremy didn't get benched for, you know, subpar defense is because they're in the right places.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, that's the thing, is like, if a coach, like we know when the Blazers had Tony Snell, you know, Tony Snell got minutes because, not because of his production, but because he didn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't really give you anything.
He didn't score at all.
But, like, he didn't make mistakes, and coaches want players they can trust to execute the things that they're asking them to execute. Not being able to do it enough will bite you. But if you're in the right spots, taking the right shots, in the right spots offensively in your rotations, like, just do the things that you're asked to do. Almost every coach in the league is going to take that over somebody who has quote-unquote talent or upside.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is just those guys still being really young. We forget how young Scoot is. We forget how young Shaden is. And they're still really learning. And also they're learning from other guys that are still pretty young, right? Like, and so I still think there's a lot of maturity that has to happen there. Like, a buddy of mine always talks about Scoot and how he moves. And he's so, like, his lateral movement, his ability to move, it reminds me a lot of Tyrese Maxey. Like, the way he plays and everything like that, he could be, for me, his ceiling, if that's your, how good you could be as Tyrese Maxey, I think you're in a good space right now. But I think it's understanding to learning how to control yourself and what you're doing out there on the floor. And I think if with time, they'll both be able to do that. But for right now, you have a logjam in one spot, because, and you're going to draft somebody, and we'll get to, you know, our number 11, our coveted number 11 pick. Which could very well be another guard. And then now you have a bigger problem, because now you got four of them dudes that you got to try to figure out what to do with. So, I think the Blazers are in an interesting spot. I want to say it's addition by subtraction at this point. Like, I really think for them to grow.
This is an offseason you have to make some moves.
You have to. So Joe Cronin, you said all in, you know, when you first came in. You're like, man, we're all in with this whole thing. I think now it's time to kind of show and prove, because you have a team and a city that's desperate for some change. Mm-hmm. And so some change is afoot, and we're looking around at the rest of the league and the changes that are coming. We don't want to be last anymore. So no. I guess we can keep talking about our, again, that coveted number 11 pick, and also some other NBA rumors that are going around. So we'll do that next on Danny and Friends. But first, my guy Will, SportsCenter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.